about how God has done just an incredible thing in their lives. And I wonder if you can join me, please, in welcoming up James and Sue Rogers.
Yeah.
Are you all right, guys? Cool. Okay. James and Sue, when you guys first started trying to have a baby, you were having some difficulties. Can you tell us a bit about what was going on for you guys?
Okay. We both really wanted to have a baby. The longer we were married, the more I wanted to have a baby. I must say, I haven't always been like massively into babies. I'm more of a toddler person. But the longer we were married, the more I wanted to have a baby with James. And James, very much since he's been quite a bit younger, has very much wanted to be a dad. And that's very much part of who he is. But unfortunately, we had quite a lot of trouble conceiving. After 7 months, we went to the doctors. And they said to come back after a year. And so after a year, we went back. We thought, well, something's definitely not right. They referred us on to the hospital, where we had several tests. And after about 20 months of trying, we were actually told that we couldn't have children.
Wow.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah. Well, obviously,
You've just pushed
your son up here. So, James, can you tell us a bit about, well, what happened then?
I need me notes. I was there. Let's stop down that line. A lot of prayer happened. We have been so blessed by the people that God has put in our lives to pray for us. Anne and Bruce have been a fantastic and lots of friends, too numerous to mention, but specifically Julian and Christy Adams were just incredible, praying for us in faith and just holding us up in prayer. We also had some prophecies, and specifically even more Sue had the prophecies. God always talks to the girl. You know, we just go, whoa. And first one was that we would have a baby, and that was after a few months of trying, that we would have a baby, and that he or she would be a huge blessing to our lives when they did arrive. So we thought, yeah, okay, fair enough, now get on with it. And obviously we didn't realise just how much of a blessing it needed to be. And then a few months before, in the April, Sue heard God say that we would be pregnant in August. And at this point, we were starting to go into the whole process of being poked and prodded and told that it wasn't going to happen. And then obviously, as August came closer and closer, that just became harder and harder and harder to think. And it's just that whole thing of, do I really hear from God when you're so sure? And then we had the tests and the results came back and had some more tests and they were even worse. And when we got those results, we were actually pregnant. Sue, was pregnant. I still look pregnant. Luckily, Sue doesn't. So we were pregnant in August. And, you know, we spent that. Yeah, praise God. It's so awesome. Yeah.
Well, you guys, it's just an incredible example of God answering prayer. I wonder if it obviously was a difficult time for you guys up to that point. Can you tell us some of the stuff you've learnt through this period?
Yeah, I think this is quite often the way that there's a lot going on for us in our relationships with God. And for me, it was very much about kind of knowing intimacy with God. And I went to a level with him that I've never done before. I really poured myself out to him like I've never done before. Also this thing about praying in faith, praying for two sort of seemingly contradictory things at the same time. So praying that we trust God, that he would get us through it even if we couldn't have children, but at the same time praying in faith that he would give us a child, which is kind of a strange thing, but that was, yeah, really praying in faith. And then I can honestly say that there were times, the first time I experienced this was on Clapham Bypass, where I actually could honestly say that I rejoiced in my suffering because I knew that I was experiencing God in a new and more powerful way. And there were just glimpses of that. I can't say I felt like that all the time, but there were moments of that, and that was really fantastic to experience.
It's not Clapham Bypass that does that, by the way. It's God. You can try it, yeah. Whilst you're going like that on the road.
What have you learnt, James?
Oh, sorry. I'm chuntering. Got 3 minutes. I can see Simon here. I I learned so much, and I could be here for ages, but I'll keep it short. I learned to worship. Many of you have seen me up here sort of leading worship and being part of worship, but I just, that was nothing. I was amateurish in my worship in that, because it was, I was worshiping in good times. And there's a Matt Rimmon song that says, you know, about worshiping in the dark times. And I went to my darkest place in that time. There was one point when I just wanted to hurt myself and you know, crash my car and stuff just to feel something. And I learned to worship in those times, and it's the best worship. It is the most awesome worship when we choose to worship, when we choose to worship, and that was incredible. I learned what it was to cry out to God. We hear about this crying out to God. I learned what it really is to cry out to God, to really, with your heart, cry out to God. And I also learned to stop relying on me. Well, I'll need to maybe learn that again a few times, but, you know, at that time I learned to stop relying on me and to rely on the amazing people that God put in my life and to rely on God. And so you've just got one more bit.
We just, not without taking away the complete miracle that God's done for us, we just want to acknowledge that actually this story might be really painful for people here, and that if anyone wants to speak to us or for us to pray for them, we'd really love to do that. Okay,
great. Can we thank these guys and praise God?